Coaches, there's no greater investment that you can make than investing in your athletes. Developing them into better people then in turn will help them be better athletes. See, it always starts with character. Character is the difference maker. And for us, within our coaches membership, we want to develop the character in your athletes, which then in turn will improve their leadership to help drive you closer to winning. And our coaches membership is the tool that will unpack and unleash that for your team. Join the thousands of teams around the country. If you're not a member, make sure you don't go into another season without becoming one. Check out our coaches membership. It gives you everything you need to develop your athletes into the leaders needed to win. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A.
Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam alongside Kyle. And today, Kyle, we're talking about what does leadership development look like at the youth level? Now, just to preface this, the majority of our work is done in the high school, collegiate, and professional corporate level. Okay. That's just the reality of our demographic primarily. But with that said, we do have a handful of youth programs that utilize the Lead 'Em Up program. We have spent time at various moments in the youth working. When I say youth, I'm talking primarily grades 3 to 8. Okay. Where we have spent time, the Lead 'Em Up program is currently operating in those spaces. I just want to preface it as it has not been the core of our marketing focus, core of our kind of reach when we look at like who we're kind of going after. But, oh my goodness, Kyle, we've had tremendous success in the youth level. The youth programs that are utilizing the program are experiencing tremendous excitement, tremendous buy-in, tremendous momentum. And we've learned a lot. And in fact, we're probably, and you will most likely see some additional efforts to kind of advertise to the youth and, you know, have it be part of the conversation a little bit more as we go into 2024, because we have learned a lot just over these last couple of years. And we know it can work, but, you know, positioning it the right way and presenting it the right way is key. And I want to share in today's episode, have a share of some of the things that we've learned. What does it look like at the youth level? And how do you approach it? How do you really impact those younger grades with leadership development? And I'll tell you kind of, and this is interesting because one other lens that we look at this through is, Kyle, you've got two kids. Your boys are how old?
Got a 12-year-old in 7th grade and then a 9-year-old in 4th.
Okay. So you have two kids in this space. Yeah. I've got a 3rd grader and all of her friends are 4th and 5th graders. And the reality is they love Lead 'Em Up. I mean, I'm just going to say it like it is. They love Lead 'Em Up. All they want to do is Lead 'Em Up activities and Lead 'Em Up exercises. And for us, we spend a lot of time conversating with our children about Lead 'Em Up and the themes of Lead 'Em Up to our kids and getting them excited about different things. So we see it firsthand. So not only do we work with youth, we also have got them kids of our own that are in that space. Here's the number one thing we have to remember when developing leaders in the youth. You have to keep it simple.
Yes.
In fact, simple equals more. Absolutely. Simple equals more. When you spend time in this youth space from a leadership development, resist the urge to go deeper. Resist the urge to explain it more. Keep it simple. The retention level of the youth is it needs to be built around fewer themes, simpler themes, and they will grab a hold of it and they will then just build momentum around the theme. You don't need to put additional nuance around the theme. They will build the momentum of just their general enthusiasm, excitement We just need to keep it on a theme. Keep it very simple. Otherwise, you will complicate it and then turn cause momentum to be halted. It has to be simple.
Yeah, you the key, like you said, is you can't complicate it. And by going in at a level that you would with maybe a high school athlete, you're running the risk of losing that young person because it becomes just a little bit too much for them. So like you said, they will take it and run with it. They'll build the excitement themselves when it's something that they can grasp, they can understand. And, you know, the best things are always kept simple. So for them, the power of repeatability comes through that.
And I think one thing, you know, and I'm going to share here in a little bit, one youth organization that we're working with in Michigan, and we're now in year two with them, and we made some really cool adjustments from their year one rollout to their year two that both them and ourselves, we are super excited about because it's going to be absolutely dynamic. But it's why green, gray, and red are so good with youth of the green team. It's why sugar and salt are so good with youth. It's why nine clap is so good with youth. It's why lifeguarding is so good with youth. It's why gold mines double clap is so good with youth. It's why my six is so good with youth. These concepts, although they are nuanced in their execution, and they are challenging to bring to life and operate at a high level because there are certainly complexities within it. The pure simplified nature of the terms is really all that youth needs, right?
Right.
You introduce the green team. When I go into the rules of the green team with youth, I don't even go through all seven, Kyle. I don't go through all seven. It isn't really needed. The retention isn't there. We will get to it eventually. But now I just want you to know what green means, what gray means, what red means, and that we need to do everything we can to remove red, sway gray, and build green.
That's it right there.
That's it. We don't need to get into the floating dynamics and the recruiting dynamics and things of that nature. We may over time. Right now, I just want all of you young people to know green, gray, and red. And I'm going to tell you, when you keep it simple like that, oh, they know what's green. They know who's gray. They know what red is. And before you know it, they will be calling it out. They will be fighting and working to build a green team. Keep it simple.
Yeah, they know. They have such a great intuition. Kids have the natural ability just to kind of pick up on some of that real quickly. And that's why if the more you get nuanced with it, then it'll overcomplicate things. They'll think too much. And that becomes then kind of the paralysis by analysis type of deal. So when you just paint the picture, cast the vision with the simple concepts, they are able to grasp it. And like you said, they start noticing it real quickly. They're so observant. And they'll be able to tell you right away why it is. And then that could lead to a conversation later on down the road. But you don't need to start with that.
Keep it simple. It reminds me in the sports world where when coaches find themselves overextending in their coaching and beginning to put too much on the player's plate, and what they realize is the player goes out and is overthinking it. And yeah. It isn't until the coach scales back the playbook, right, reduces the playbook and just tells the player to kind of, hey, we're just going to focus on these couple things. Just go out and play, that they actually see an uptick in performance.
Yeah.
Right. Same thought process here with leadership in the youth. Keep it simple. It's got to be really, really simple and just base it on themes. And when you do this, it's like, you know, and we're teaching green team and nine clap, these little phrases these kids grab a hold of, and it gives them the ability to freely just play the game of leadership. To just play the game of leadership. Hey, yeah. Stop being red. Hey, you need to be green. Listen, that's the extent of their leadership. What you're really doing at a youth level from a leadership development is you're introducing simple themes that they can grab a hold of, and you're instilling the importance of it in their mind. Okay. They're not going to become master leaders in grade four. Okay. No. Right. Grade five is not going to be their peak leadership season. Okay. It's not going to work out that way. What you're trying to do, youth, is just give them some themes to grab a hold of, but also just get them to understand its importance.
Yeah, that's the key, is that it's just as important as the other things that they're doing, that it matters. Because then when you get to the more nuanced stuff, they already know, like, okay, this stuff matters. I've been around it. I've seen it before. But I think that's the key. And that's the thing that, you know, we fight against a lot, just with, whoever it may be. But, like, if the coaches can see it, the players can see it in a small, digestible kind of plate and a playbook at the youth level, then when they get to the older levels, then they realize its importance. And that's the key, is that it's been a part of just what they've done and what they've received. And that early leadership mindset plays a long role in who they become later on.
And I just can't emphasize this enough. You really do have to fight the urge, though, to try to go deeper in it.
Well, think about it like from the coaching perspective. You know, I would always think about it like going to coaches clinics. You get so excited, like, oh, you got this coach from University of Florida coming. Oh, I can't wait to go see him speak. It's going to be great. Or I've got this running back coach, or I've got this coach from an NFL team that's going to be at the clinic. You go sit there and you're like, yeah, that's great, but the kids I have can't do that. Right. And sometimes we go to these clinics and we come back with these ideas like, oh, we're going to add this to the playbook this year. We're going to add this to the playbook. And then you get out there and you start putting it in and you're like, yeah, that was a little bit too much.
Like my kids can't even get the basics right. You know?
Right. So that I kind of see it as that same thing. We get so excited about it and we're like, oh, this is good. This is good. This is good. Well, let's make sure that we can walk before we run.
See, early on working with youth, when I would teach the green team, I would teach all seven rules with the green team. Now I don't, right? I think about lifeguarding. When I used to teach lifeguarding, I would teach all the other dynamics of scanning, assessing, and acting and things like that. Now I don't, right? When I teach sugar and salt, I would teach sugar and salt and the guardrails. Now I don't. And it's not because it's not important. Are you kidding me? It's really important. It's just me knowing my audience and recognizing I'd rather them be able to grab a hold of sugar and salt, the general framework of sugar represents this, salt represents this, and let them then begin to kind of live into that and massage that and incorporate that versus, you know, getting into the timing and the frequency and the proximity of others and the relationship. But what I'll do oftentimes is, let's take the green team. I will teach the green team. I'll avoid the seven rules for the youth, but then maybe I'll bring them out when a kid brings it up to me, you know, like, so all of a sudden I teach the green team and then maybe one kid one day starts talking to me about how little Johnny, their teammate Johnny's always distracting them. And is always trying to get them to do the wrong thing. They'll come to me and they're like, he's being really red. He's always distracting me. He's always trying to get me to do the wrong thing. And I say, yeah, man. Yeah. Mikey, I listen, I hear you. In fact, you know, let me tell you, there's actually a part of the green team that speaks to that. Oh yeah. What is it? We call them recruiters. He's trying to recruit you. He's trying to get you to do the red thing. Don't let him recruit you. Like, that's when I'll bring out some of the more nuanced and detailed, because he's clearly getting it. There's a foundation that he's already grabbed a hold of. He's brought that foundation over to me. He's communicated it, which if you look at the retention pyramid, it's in the 90th percentile, right? The moment he can articulate it back. So he's now articulating an understanding of the green team. Now I'll dab a little bit more on top.
Well, it'd be easier for him to remember now because there's a personal connection to that specific thing, like that just happened in that moment. So there's more power in that for the youth to learn it through that lens than to hear it first. That, like, now they're getting the reps. They get the reps and then those lessons come out of that.
Hey, this is Kayla from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. The founder of Chick-fil-A, Truett Cathy, often reminded us that in whatever we choose to do our very best. Our team at Chick-fil-A understands that it's not about success. It's not about the records that we set or the performance of an individual player on the team that matters most. What matters is whether we choose to attack our day-to-day responsibilities with excellence. You see, excellence is found in our daily routines. It's the way that you perform in the mundane or how you respond to failure. It's that decision to go the extra mile when nobody is looking or how to even say no to that thing that's distracting you from your purpose. You see, excellence is a choice while success is a result. So the question really is, are you choosing to be excellent in everything that you do? As Truett would often ask, are you giving your very best? Why not? Now let's jump back to the episode.
So, and you think about some of the other ones, like my six, just keep it simple, right? Hey, get your six into the green. Can you do that? I'll do it. Yeah, of course, coach. I'll do it. Right. You know, come on, Kyle, you're my six. You got to be in the green. I was told to keep you in the green. Like, just keep it simple, right? Let's let them play the game of leadership, have fun with the themes, you know, gold mines. Every time you find a connection, go find a connection, go find a gold mine. Hey, Kyle. Kyle, me and Braden, you know, we just found that we both love the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, great gold mine. Listen, you're just trying to build some excitement and momentum and let them play the game of leadership. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, let me share what we've done at Marshall in Marshall, Michigan. Shout out to Tiffany and Chris and the whole crew over at Marshall. And, you know, Tiffany Burns, leader of their basketball, Marshall Junior Red Hawks basketball. Chris is Mike. Mike is the leader of their football, Marshall Junior football. And year one, we did it, rolled it out with basketball. And like many times, you got some teams bought in and others didn't. Some coaches were in, some weren't. They were all in on the green team and they were doing a great job on verification. But naturally, you know, after year one, we got together and said, hey, how can we make it better in year two? What can we do to adjust it? And we made some adjustments. We basically identified that, frankly, we went too much in year one. We didn't keep it simple enough and that we needed to simplify it going into year two. And that's what we did. Okay. And here's what we did in year two. As we did a kickoff this year, we met with all the coaches and we said, listen, here's your goal. We want you to do 6 20-minute sessions with your team. Youth is always an interesting dynamic also when you talk about leadership development, because you don't have the kids as much as you do in high school or college. You just don't have access to them. You maybe practice twice a week. It's also right. Dynamic because the fields or the courts, you're having to rent them. So it's hard to like take a significant period of time. And so we said, listen, every coach, all you have to do is 6 20-minute leadership sessions. That's it. We gave them the six themes that they need to cover. And we kept it so simple, Kyle, that on the green team, they did not even need to get into the seven nuances, right? The sugar and salt, you didn't need to get in. And we laid out the very simple ones that would be very easy for the coaches to communicate and teach and for the kids to grab a hold of. And we said, listen, during the course of this season, can you find 6 20-minute sessions? Every coach looked and said, oh, I can easily do that. We also said at the beginning, make sure everyone knows how to nine clap. Make sure everyone knows how to nine clap. Okay. No problem. Very easy. In addition, we also said at the end of practice, engage your team in 5 minutes of me, we, you team celebration, where they could just jump in and just do a quick me, we, you celebration, one of our celebration exercises. So easy end of practice. You call out a couple of players, have them do me, we, you. And then also periodically do your verification ceremonies. Teach them nine clap in the beginning. Go through the 6 mini youth sessions, 20-minute blocks. Me, we, you at the end of practice. Green verifications throughout the season. Oh my gosh. Is that going to be easy for you to do? Oh, without a doubt, that's easy. Every coach, when they heard the new revamp plan in year two, looked at it as like, oh, I can wrap my hands around this. This is manageable. And you are around the youth space. That is manageable. You agree, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking about it too. Is like last year, one of the youth groups I worked with was a local lacrosse organization. And that's one of the things, like looking back at year one, is like we probably did a little bit too much and made it a little bit too nuanced because we only had 20 minutes per group. And sometimes it feels like you're rushing to try to get everything in. So when you scale it to this level, one, it's obviously something that's much more easy to implement, but just I think it builds excitement for the kids. Like everything that they're doing is really fun. It's exciting. And it's so much more on their level to where they can carry it over from one session to the next. It becomes more repeatable, more digestible, and something retention-wise that they're able to really kind of live out.
Six sessions, 20 minutes, super easy. The awards are easy, nine claps easy. And the reality is during the course of that year, they will have then been introduced. If you did that, nine clap at the beginning, that's easy, right? The six sessions, me, we, you, green verifications throughout the year, they will then have been introduced according to this little youth plan that we rolled out with Marshall. We communicated everyone. They will be introduced to 10 concepts of lead them up.
Mm-hmm.
10 lead them up concepts. They will have this intentional effort. And I'm going to tell you at the end of the year, Kyle, they will be able to remember all 10 of those. And they will know that in leadership development is a focal point in their program.
Yeah. Not only
will it be a game changer.
Not only will they be able to remember it, but they'll also be able to teach it. They'll be able to explain it to other people. And that's like the key, is them teaching it to others and just kind of their confidence grows so much at a higher rate with that. It's powerful.
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, I mean, we're going to, without a doubt, in 2024, spend a little bit more time promoting this youth program, just because I think the tweaks and adjustments we've made over the years, really just plays into it and in a really dynamic way that's easily manageable for coaches who are oftentimes volunteers, from a timing standpoint, recognizing the limited time, keeping it simple, right, for the coaches just to easily roll it out, right, and implement it. The reality is this within a youth organization is transformational. And oh my gosh, the value that it adds on top of the program, the excitement that it generates in young people, it reminds you that you can actually get kids super excited about leadership development. If you present it right and you kind of deliver it right, they're all in, but it has to be simple. It has to be built around just the themes, and you can't kind of go too deep into it. You just have to pump the brakes, recognize, nope, this is all we're going to go today. This is all we're going to do. And I think one of the other things about the way we've kind of framed it with the youth organizations, it also has a great balance of heavy lifts and light lifts. So some of those sessions, Kyle, you know, maybe more just discussion, introducing a concept. Hey, green team, green, gray, red, maybe introducing the core tenets of that. But then there's some that are fun. Right. Toaster. Same page is thrown in there, you know, where we talk a lot about this need to balance light lifts with heavy lifts. And I think it's extremely important to do that with the youth as well. You've got to have some sessions where, hey, we're just going to play a game for these 20 minutes and it's going to kind of tap into a theme and it's going to be very simple and fun. Hey, but then today's lead them up. I need y'all to lean in a little bit over these next 20 minutes. OK, everyone, need everyone to kind of lean in and really grab a hold of it. And then next time we're going to be together, we're going to jump back into a game. So it's really this really cool balance of light lifts versus heavy lifts while keeping it simple. And I think that is a very important component as well, that you've got to be recognizing. And then obviously the green awards gamifies it, right? It creates this little competitive, this competitive element where they have to work to get verified and they want to earn that status. And that's kind of incorporated all throughout. Man, I can't even imagine when I was playing youth sports, if I had something like this, like what it would begin to do mentally for me, you know, it would be transformational.
Well, and let's not forget the power of fun in youth sports. Sometimes that just gets lost in the shuffle of like, I mean, we all know this. There's just the competitive nature of these tournaments, traveling teams. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you are. But we got to remember these are kids and they need to have fun. They need to enjoy the experience. And if you're running a youth program, directing a youth program, or you're involved in one, think about this just from the retention standpoint or the recruiting standpoint of getting people into that program is what you're able to offer brings fun. It's a tremendous value add because when the kids have more fun, they want to be there. When they want to be there, they perform better, right? When they perform better, you win more. It's all tied together, but like we're talking about youth. Let's make it fun. Let's have fun. Let's incorporate this and get them excited about being there.
So if you're listening to this and you have a youth organization you're connected to or you're involved in, or you would love to kind of introduce this youth kind of framework here, we don't have it officially on the site or anything like that. We're just really kind of working it internally right now, just through relationships that we have. Once again, 2024, you'll most likely see it rolled out in a bigger capacity. But if you do want some access to this, you can send us an email and we can get you the details of what it looks like and what it entails. You can send an email info@leademup, just request the youth framework and we'll give you the details on that. But youth, let's not miss an opportunity to think, oh, well, they're third graders. Oh, they're fifth graders. They're not going to be able to grab a hold of it. That's not true. You can generate tremendous momentum at this age and excitement about getting kids wanting to do the right thing early in the process. Yeah. And it is so powerful and transformational. You just got to keep it simple. You got to find a really good balance between light lifts and heavy lifts and to do it intentionally. But it absolutely can work. Kyle, appreciate you as always. On behalf of the Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. He is Kyle. Have fun and lead 'em up.